preaching may be banned in areas of India. 75 years worth of ministry spurs more growth for Missionary Radio, and the Granny Brigade takes on South Africa with the love of Christ. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Violence against Christians is widespread in India. Laws have even been enacted to put pressure on believers. It appears that's what's happening in yet another state. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
A bill is going to be introduced in the state assembly of Andhra Pradesh state, banning the preaching of any other religion near a Hindu temple.
Christian evangelism in the temple town of Tirupati has angered Hindus.
Radical Hindus see the church growing. They see Hindus coming to know Christ, particularly among the Dalits or the untouchables.
While violence has claimed the lives of Christians, VOM is helping.
Voice of the Martyrs has what we call the Families of Martyrs Fund, and money from that fund goes to provide financial support to the families of those who have been killed for their faith. It also provides support for those when a family member is in prison as well.
Go to our website if you'd like to contribute to the Families of Martyrs Fund. Next, Mission Network News' Ruth Bliss is traveling to Quito, Ecuador this weekend to join HCJB World Radio as they celebrate 75 years of ministry.
The Republic of Congo is home to the Pioneer Christian Hospital of the North. HCJB World Radio's Sheila Leach works with a team stationed there where the challenge to ministry is staffing.
Pray for safety for our team, for extra strength, for health, particularly for Dr. Paulina Orellana, who's there at the moment. She is the only physician on staff. She's very, very tired. It's a wonderful opportunity. She has dreamed her whole life of serving God in Africa.
That passion, says Leach, feeds a holistic growth pattern.
For us here in Ecuador, this is a fulfillment of our investment in the country here at HCJB World Radio Healthcare. After 50 years serving in the healthcare arena here in Ecuador, we are now seeing Ecuadorian missionaries going out to the uttermost parts of the earth.
I'll be looking further at the impact of 75 years of HCJB World Radio's vision this week from Ecuador. Ruth Bliss, Mission Network News.
You're listening to Mission Network News. LifeWater International is focused on training national Christians in water, hygiene, and sanitation. LifeWater's Dan Stevens calls those issues the Big Three. Well, this year alone, their volunteers traveled on 30 national training trips, drilling 200 wells and repairing 200 more. He says it's essential that the nationals do the work.
They know how to tell people about the love of Jesus in a way that we can't, because they're culturally aware. They know how to share the gospel in a way that's acceptable and hearable for the national people.
Stephen says working with the Kalahewit Church in Ethiopia is just one example of success.
What it has done for them is allowed them to move into places where they don't have any ministry, and in that process, help plant churches, help share the gospel. And so even in Muslim communities, Kalahewit Church is welcome.
With billions lacking water in the gospel, funding is still needed. Meanwhile, 12 grandmothers from 8 states recently shared a single vision to take God's word to orphans in South Africa. They call themselves the Granny Brigade. The women took with them the Book of Hope, an illustrated story of Christ written especially for kids. With each book, the child also got a hope bracelet, a reminder of Jesus' love for them. The team handed out nearly 1,800 books of hope and 2,000 hope bracelets during their trip. If you'd like more information, go to our website. And the Bible League recently celebrated ministry growth with about 600 Mexican church planters in Mexico City, Mexico. The participants trained through the ministry's church planting program over the last 11 years. Since 1995, these Christians have planted more than 3,000 churches all across Mexico. The conference was designed to nurture similar growth over the next decade. Church leaders were given tools to continue evangelizing, discipling, and planting churches. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's DVD, Made in the Middle East, is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. This award-winning film will help you understand the Middle East situation better so that you can pray more effectively for this troubled region of the world. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.